T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Jeff, we're a real life episode of The Office.
Oh,
right
I'm well aware. A few examples of that. Our interns, immediately when they arrive at the station in the morning, look for blankets to wrap themselves in because various rooms on this floor can be used to store meat.
We often go looking for copy paper like it is the last morsel of food in the desert. But today, it gets even better, or worse, however you want to look at it, okay? So remember how everybody was invited to a Braves game tonight?
Yes.
So it's all the on-air staff, and it's just supposed to be this, you know, the boss is like, everybody get together and we're going to bond at a Braves game. Great. So
it's us and it's our other stations.
Yeah, it's our sister stations. We're all going to have a good time together. So it's all the programming folks like, let's all bond. And so the email goes out, the invitation that invites all of the programming staff, and everybody replies whether they can go or not. Producer Janine here replies yes immediately. Right, Janine?
Guys, I don't want to be a part of this right now. I was just trying to give you a heads up. I'm not here. Don't look at me.
She does not want me to tell you the story.
Okay, why?
Okay, because yesterday, Janine gets called in to an office and essentially uninvited to the game.
What?
They did not realize the limited number of people who were allowed to come to the game, and they invited too many people. Basically, too many people said yes, that they were going to go to the game. So they pull her in an office and ask her if she really, really wanted to go, because there were three people that were, like, on the edge of not being invited, and they wanted to know, like, how badly do you really want to go? Because of the three people, basically, at the bottom of the totem pole, you're one of the three, and we need to know how badly you want to attend.
So not only did it, so it wasn't like...
She's so uncomfortable with me even telling you this right now.
Janine, you didn't do anything...
Y'all are gonna get me fired.
You didn't do anything wrong. Not only did somebody make the decision to throw a party and invite everyone, but then when they oversold it, they said, okay, we got to cut people. So rather than just making the hard decision, we have to cut A, B, and C. This sucks, but A, B, and C can't go. Instead, they made a whole group of people in Hunger Games style. You had to decide amongst yourself.
Basically. Yeah.
And so are you going tonight?
I said if the other people, like, we're okay with it. I wanted to, because all of you guys are going to be there, and I don't want to be the only person on, like, our morning show that's like, nah, I'm cool. Like,
no, Janine. I just, put your foot down.
It's not a big deal, but I did really want to go.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah.
Janine, you're friendly.
I'm in my back corner. It's fine. You don't need me. It's fine.
Yeah,
but no, I'm going.
Janine.
We so need you.
Oh, it's the I'm worst. Like, weirdly mad about this.
I can see the steam coming out of your ears.
I'm like
right now,
gripping
Kelly
my hands together because I feel like somebody's picking on my little sister, and I'm ready
it's
to whoop some. You know
fine.
What I mean?
All right,
no, we don't need to start things.
Who was
it?
Oh
my gosh.
Who was it that called you in to the meeting?
We don't need to.
She does not want to throw anybody under the bus, but I'll write it down for you.
Who was it? Just say it.
It was Marino.
And were you in there alone, just you and him? Or did he bring everybody in, and then you were like, I'm on tribute.
And go, draw straws here.
Yeah. It was one at a time.
Was he at least uncomfortable about it, or did he take joy in it?
He was really blown about it. He's like, I don't like that I have to do this. This is ridiculous. So he made me feel better about it, but...
He still did it.
Yeah. It's fine.
Do you have his phone number?
Yes.
Yes. I have his phone number. Do you want his phone number?
Yes, I want his phone number. I'm going
to
call him.
No, we don't need to call him.
And I want to find out.
We don't need to call him.
Oh, we're definitely calling him.
No. I want to know.
Are you kidding me?
I want to have a good
day. I want to know why Janine was the one at the bottom of the list.
Here you go.
That's all. All right, we'll call him. 3 minutes. We'll call him right now.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show.
We have work drama like you have work drama. And are you really going to call?
Absolutely going to call.
You are? Okay. He got the number. All right. So if you're just jumping into the Jeff and Jen Show, we just explained that there's a big invite to the Braves game. And for some reason, Janine did not get, she got uninvited. It's because they invited too many people said yes. So Janine had to get uninvited. And she was pulled into a meeting yesterday and basically said, like, how bad do you really want to go? Because it's between you and Andy who can go. Forcing them to have this weird conflict with each other. And she's like, I don't even know Andy. I really like him.
And Andy, who does nights here at Star 94.1. Right. So he's on in the evening.
So we're all pretty upset about this. Kelly is the most mad about it.
I feel like somebody's picking on my little sister, and I just feel like I need to march in there and be like, dude, back off. She's going to the game.
My question is, so if you said that you really want to go and you want us all to go as a family, right, does that mean Andy is out?
I guess so.
Jean, stop feeling so.
It's not your fault.
I feel so bad.
There's nothing at all for you to feel bad about. We will get to the bottom
Should
of this
have said anything.
Now with Marino. Marino.
Yep.
Hey, it's Jeff and Jen.
No.
What's up?
Hey, listen, will you tell Andy that if he wants to go to the game tonight, that he can go to the game, or we'll buy him a ticket? We want the whole family there.
I do, too.
Do they just think that not that many people would say yes, and then too many people said yes?
We're like the satellite. We're orbiting around the main headquarters. They don't even know how many people are here.
Here's what happened. You want to hear what happened?
Yes.
I didn't do this.
It's all Janine's fault. No, just kidding. It's not. I sent the invite out, and then I got an email back saying, oh, wait, two people can't go.
After everybody already replied.
I was like, that's great. Do you want to tell them that, or do you want me to tell them that? Because I think you should. So I felt really bad about it, you know? So I think we should get them tickets. I don't, you know.
Just out of curiosity, who was the one who decided the hierarchy? Like, who was the one who put everybody in order?
This person that replied to that email.
Okay. Well, I don't care. The only thing I care about is that it wasn't me. So that's why I'm asking. All right. So.
And it wasn't me. Yeah. I felt really bad about it when I read that. And I said, how the hell am I going to do this? You know, I'm going to have him do it. I don't want to do it. I want everybody to go.
You prayed on sweet little Janine over here.
No. Said a word. I'm so sorry.
Okay, well, please let Andy know that the GoFundMe goes live in 4 minutes. And as soon as it's...
Tell him that we've got the final rose for him.
Yeah, send me the link. I want to donate.
All right, thanks, Marino. See you tonight.
All right, guys.
See you, bye. Dippin' Dots on Jen. Bye.
Such an episode of The Office.
So, clear this up. So Andy's in now, right?
I don't know.
I don't really know. Because everybody's supposed to be in a suite. So, if we buy him a ticket, he's going to be outside of it. So, then is that even lonelier than not getting invited?
Well, he could stand outside and look in.
That's the worst.
At least.
Then everybody can stare at the person who got uninvited.
I can talk my way into anywhere. I will give Andy my ticket. And then I'll just talk my way into it.
Okay.
It's all the radio stations. People confuse me and Big Tigger down at V103 all the time.
Constantly. It's so annoying.
I have no idea how often that happens. So I can just walk right up in there and be like, hey, what's up? Afternoons, V103.
I'm so mad because I just want to figure out how you got to the bottom of the totem pole.
Well, I want you to go outside and call Marino and find out who the person is that he wouldn't call out on the air.
Okay.
That's the next step of this.
I actually think you're probably too mad to do this, Kelly. Jeez, I should do it. Let me handle this diplomatically, okay? Okay.
I see your point. Okay,
No one needs to do it, you know? We're fine.
No, we're going to the bottom of this.
We're going to find the decision maker. We'll be back on this coming up in just a couple minutes.
You ready to get to it?
Star 94.1. And now, here's Jeff and Jen.
Everybody in our office was invited to the Braves game tonight, and then producer Janine was uninvited. So we are about to put somebody in the hot seat who made that decision. It is seeming so awkward. But Jeff, you're ready for the confrontation.
I just want to know who is the one who decided that Andy, our night guy, and Janine, our Janine, is the last two people on the list. Like, they were, especially Janine, who was the first to RSVP. We now know that as a fact.
That is good.
She RSVP'd immediately.
Janine's still over there going, please don't call. Please don't call.
Janine just doesn't like attention on herself.
You should be unapologetic about this, Janine.
You have work drama over the stupidest, smallest stuff in your office, and so do we. This is our work drama. Everybody's pretty worked up this morning. The whole station invited to a Braves game tonight, but then Janine was uninvited, and we're mad about it.
What we can think happened is because here's what you need to understand. A few months ago, our company, the company that owns Star 94.1 and the company that owns other radio stations in town, they merged. So now our family has grown, our work family. So it's Star 94.1, and then it is 92.9 The Game, V103, and WAOK. So these four radio stations now operate under one company. But we are located near SunTrust Park in Cobb County. Those radio stations are located in Midtown. So we're like the satellite offices, right? Like, in, you know, in Oregon Trail, you start out at the fort and you're trying to get to Oregon, but along the way there's outposts.
Jeff, I haven't played Oregon Trail since like 1994.
Janine is the only one who really got that reference and thought it was funny.
No, she's not. Are you kidding me? You don't know Oregon Trail?
No, I mean, I've heard of it. I've never played it.
I've not played that since computers were tan and boxes.
You've never played Oregon Trail?
No.
You've never died of dysentery?
No.
Snake bite?
Nope.
Never had to ford a river?
No, I've heard of it.
Your ox didn't
drown.
We're
way off track here.
River. Let's go back to the Braves game tonight, okay? Because we've got to get Janine in, and we've also got to get Andy in, because Andy and Janine were posted at the bottom of the totem pole.
That's fine. We're springing for a ticket for Andy. He's fine. We're going to do a GoFundMe, whatever. We're going to sell water bottles in front of the stadium. We got it.
Okay.
So Andy's in. I want to know why Janine was at the bottom of the list, the bottom of the pecking order, and Andy.
And it was I don't know either.
Well, we have gotten Marino to give up the person who is located.
That was pretty easy too. Hey, boss, let me throw him right under it. Here's the number to first the person to call.
So Marino likes attention on him as much as Janine likes attention on her. So he's like, oh, I can give this to somebody else. Yes, it was Dutch. So who is located in our south office. So I think it's only right to simply ask him why he is choosing Janine and Andy to be at the bottom of our list.
My stomach hurts. I'm
specifically,
sorry.
Specifically Janine.
Hello?
Hey, Dutch, it's Jeff.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, do you have 30 seconds?
I'm in Innos meeting right now. Is there any way I can call you back? Or
this will probably only take a second. Will you just tell Janine that she can't go to the game tonight in person? Because it's impersonal if you do it with an email. She's right here, so just tell Janine why you picked her as the one not allowed to go to the game.
Oh, perfect. Good. I was hoping you guys would take this out of context and out of control. Perfect. Janine can't go. I can always count on a good morning show to make sure that everything is blown out of proportion. So thank God you guys didn't let me down this time. Thank you guys so much. We have a certain number of tickets. Unless we create more tickets in a suite, that would be the issue. But she's actually able to come because we had somebody back out. So congratulations, Janine. You're coming to the game with us. And I couldn't be more happy.
You're back in, Janine. You're not at the bottom of the list, but you're close.
She's now the bottom.
All right, Dutch. You owe her some Dippin' Dots or something.
Deal.
All right, see you, bye.
All right, see ya.
Yay!
Yay! That wasn't awkward at all for me.
You know what? I think you should sit right next to him at the game.
No.
Yes!
We'll make sure your seats are really close together.
I think you should sit right between Dutch and Marino.
I think we should pregame before we go to the game, get you some liquid courage, and really put you out there. That'd be a lot of fun.
Janine's ready to start drinking.
You guys suck.
Sorry, Janine, we're getting your back. We don't suck. We are the siblings you never had.
She's like, I had two sisters.
Who ignored her entire upbringing. We're doing what they should have done for years and get your back, Janine. You are important. Say it. Say, I'm Janine and I'm important.
I'm Janine and I'm important.
Say it with pride. I'm Janine and I'm important. Say, I'm Janine and I'm
important.
Say, screw you, Dutch.
No.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.